That was the easy part.
No, I'm joking. You know, I thought about it as Tony was talking. I thank God that we come to a church where I can look around tonight and we've got a lot of young men that's qualified to serve on a deacon board. A lot of men, period, that's qualified to serve on a deacon board. I know churches right now that don't have deacons because there's no one qualified to serve on a deacon board. And I thank God that we do have young men, older men that's qualified to serve on a deacon board. And I 100% agree with what Brother Tony said. You know, that's the reason I called Brother Tony. I don't know if I've ever been in a church where you had a man coming off and a son-in-law or a son coming on behind him as a deacon, and I want to give Brother Tony an opportunity. 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. 1 Timothy chapter 3. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, nor greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, nor covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Now notice this next word. Likewise. That means also or therefore. It is joining two passages of Scripture together. Basically, what I'm telling you is that the same qualifications I just read to you as a pastor or a bishop just about qualifies every one of them for a deacon. Likewise, must deacons be grave, not double-tongued, nor given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mysteries of faith in a pure conscience, and let these also be first proved, and let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacon be husband of one wife, ruling their children and their own house well. For if they have used the office of a deacon well, purchased to themselves a good decree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Lord, we love you and we come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come, Lord, and put two new deacons on our deacon board. We thank you, God, for what you've done, Lord, over our pastor, God. But Lord, I don't want to look to our past, God. We got a great historic past as a church, God, but we're looking to the future tonight, God. Lord, and I pray right now, Lord, you'd move in a special way, God. I pray, God, you'd bless this service, and God, help it to be a remembrance, God. And whatever's done, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Let me go back to that word likewise. It comes from a Greek word that means in the same way, even so, likewise, after the same manner. Then the word deacon comes from the Greek word. It means to, now some of y'all going to get shocked by this. It means to run errands. Did you hear what I said? It comes from the Greek word. It means to run errands, be an attendant, be a waiter, especially as a Christian leader. So, you know, and listen, I think we ought to do our utmost to give honor and respect to those that's been called and those that's been elected and those that serve as deacons. That is a special place. God's got a special call on those. But in reality, if we understand what a deacon is, it's a servant. And I don't think I got to worry about these two men coming on this deacon board getting high-headed and getting high-minded. They're servants. They've proven themselves to be servants. Their wives have proven themselves to be servants, or else they would not be sitting here tonight in this service. When we look at deacons, when we started talking about this, probably the beginning of last year, and talking about Who can we have? You know, you look at it, and somebody asks, well, who comes up with it? Well, the Bible talks about how that the apostles, you know, put it to the church to choose out 7 men among you that's faithful and filled with the Holy Spirit. And that, you know, we've gotten to looking around, and we chose, the deacon board come up with suggestions, and I come up with suggestions about who to put on the deacon board. And these 2 young men, their names were brought up, and everybody agreed. We prayed about it. Everybody agreed. We presented it to the church. The church voted. But they're servants. So basically, it's a ministry. It's hard. It's going to be hard. Brother Tony talked about how he come in, and I'm probably a whole lot better at hiding emotions and stress than a lot of people. I try to come in as the pastor every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, and I don't want you to know that there's things going on. Because I got to stand and preach. I got to put a smile on. Everybody's looking at the preacher. But guess what? There's sometimes, Brother Tony, that I've come through the motions. There's sometimes, Brother Skip, that I've opened up the Word of God and preached a message, and everybody go out to church, oh, preacher, we enjoyed that preacher, that was so good. And I'm sitting there thinking, you ain't got a clue. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. But it is a calling, Brother Chucky, from God. Now let's look at the qualifications, and I'm going to go through these. I'm not going to hit on all this and be real hard. That's not what I come to tonight for. Number one, the qualification number one is to be grave. That word grave right there means honorable and honest. Be grave, be honorable and honest. And I think these young people are honorable and honest. My brother Tony said, he couldn't have picked a better son-in-law. I feel the same way about my son-in-law. If I couldn't have handpicked a better son-in-law for my daughter and for my grandkids, and that ought to be the way you feel. I hope every daddy in here that's got a little girl feels that way about your son-in-law. But be honest. That's the thing, you know, we got to understand something and be honorable and honest. And I was going to say this to you, Clint. There are going to be times that you're going to deal with things, and you're going to have situations that maybe you want to talk to Brother Tony about. And there's nothing wrong with that unless it's something that we need to keep private. And I believe you understand what I'm saying. And Brother Tony will give you good advice, but you stand up for what you believe. I don't care what nobody tells you. I've told these men that's on our deacon board, Chuck, and I'm going to tell you, I don't want yes men on the deacon board. I want somebody that's got your own opinion that's going to stand for what you believe. Just because the preacher and 4 other deacons say they want it this way, if you don't agree with that, then you stand up and say that. Amen. Right. Be honest. That's the problem. We got too many people just going along with everything. Well, I just don't think I got a voice. Yes, you got a voice. Be honest. And I told our deacon board, when we have a meeting, and I've already told you guys this, when we have a meeting, and we got 5 deacons, if we take a vote on something, and it's 3-2, when we leave out of that deacon board meeting, and the door is closed, we are unanimous. When we stand before this church, even though the vote inside that room might have been 5-2, we stand as a united board to lead this church. That's the way it's going to be. It goes on and talks about, be not double-tongued. Tell the truth. No, I don't care if it hurts people. Tell the truth. Amen. And I want everybody in here that's church members, I'm preaching to you too. There's a lot of Christians that like to get loose with the truth. Let me go ahead and tell you something. Be truthful. It says, be grave, be not double-tongued, not given to much wine. In the Free Will Baptist, that means none. Everybody say amen right there. Not greedy of filthy lucre, not greedy of wealth. You can't have somebody serving on a deacon board dealing with money all the time that's greedy. We got to have people that's honest, people that's above board, amen. And there's going to be times that you're going to, I'm telling you right now, there's nobody can tell me that they've ever worked in the church that the devil hadn't come to you at some point, some way, somehow, and tried to get you to maybe do things. He's done that to me as a pastor. But let me tell you something. I answer to God. We have to stand before God when it's all said and done. Amen. Be honest. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9, holding the mysteries of the faith in a pure conscience. Now listen, while you're not called to preach, you might have to at some point fill the position as a preacher or fill the position as a teacher. And I believe that I don't have to worry about that with you too. I believe both of you can do that. I believe you can. There will be times this year that I will call on each one of you to fill this position. If God calls me out to do a revival or God calls me out to do a homecoming service, I'm going to still call on Brother Tony and Brother David. I'm going to still call on them. I thank God that we got people in the church right here, that we got people serving. Brother Skip, Brother Robert, any of these men can fill this pulpit. Holding the mysteries of faith in a pure conscience. I believe if I call on Brother Clint or Brother Chucky and say, listen, I need somebody to fill in on a Wednesday night. I don't have to worry about them standing up. I believe they can open up the Word of God, and they got enough knowledge about them that they can expound on the Word of God and bring you a message that God lays on their hearts. And I believe that you got to believe Free Will Baptist doctrine to be a deacon in a Free Will Baptist church. Thing about it is, you listen to me. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19 says this, holding faith and a good conscience, which some have putting away concerning the faith made shipwreck. People are going to watch you now more than ever. Sister Megan, they're going to watch you now more than ever. Dusty, you already, they're going to watch you now more than ever. That means when you're out in public, you got to be above board. Because everybody knows Robert's a deacon. Everybody knows Tony's a deacon. So be above board. The Bible says to be proved. That means to be tested. And when it was talking about a bishop, it said not a novice. That's not a beginner, not a brand new Christian. I've seen a lot of people get hurt in church because they get saved one year and the next year they put them on a deacon board. I've seen people, and I don't want to say this out of the way, but I've seen young men get in church, get saved one year, and say that God's called them to preach the next year and go to pastor in a church and ain't got a clue about church business. Not a novice. They ought to be proved, to be tested. The Bible says the next one is to be blameless. That's a Greek word. It means to be unaccused. Brother Tony already said it. If you're looking for perfect deacons, these two young men are not going to be perfect deacons. If you're looking for a perfect preacher, don't look at me because I ain't one. But it does say to be unaccused, to be irreproachable. In other words, somebody ought not be able to come up to Brother Clint or Brother Chuck and say, listen, I ain't never done that. That means we got to be on our guard. We got to do our very best. Let me tell you something, folks. I'll be honest with you. Since becoming a pastor, and I served on a deacon board for 5 years, since becoming a pastor, I've had to back up and say, and I thank God that Brother Tony said that about Brother Clint. Don't say the first thing that comes in your mind. That's good advice for all Christians, because people are watching you. And like they told us on the highway patrol, you can't unring a bell. Once you say it, you can't get it back. Be blameless. I'm going to skip verse 11 for right now. But the Bible goes on to say the husband of one wife. Amen. Then it says ruling your children well. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchased themselves a good decree, great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. I don't think you have to worry about these two young men. I believe, let me tell you something, folks. When you got deacon's kids and preacher's kids running all over the church, while service is going on, there's something wrong. Now, you know, my kids have had to live through and be a deacon's kids, and they got beat at church before. You don't see that a whole lot no more, do you? Let me go ahead and tell you something. I have spanked church members' kids here at Liberty. But I don't think we got to worry about this. I think you got two fine youngins. You got great children. You got great girls. But rule your own house well. Now I'm going to go back to verse 11. Even so must their wives be grave, not slander, sober, faithful in all things. Ladies, Brother Tony said it, and I started off with this, but I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this to every wife in this building. Listen real close. And some of you ladies that's dating and real serious about dating, you listen real close to what I'm getting ready to tell you. I tell my wife this all the time. She has the power. That woman right there has the power to make me feel like I'm on top of the mountain or make me feel like I'm down in the valley. All with her words and her actions. Ladies, be there for your husband. Wives, be there for your husband. Amen. Because there are going to be times that these guys are going to have a lot on their mind. And there are going to be times that you're going to want to talk to them and they can't talk to you. Don't bug them. Pray for them. Because there are going to be times that they know things that you don't need to know. There are going to be times they deal with things that you don't need to deal with. There's a lot of things that my wife's told me over the years, don't tell me, I don't need to know that, I don't need to worry my mind with that. Let me tell you something, and our deacons have to go through a lot of things. And we don't need to tell everybody. If you need to talk to somebody, you got other deacons that you can talk to, you got other preachers that you can talk to. But ladies, be there for your husband. Support him, uphold him, pray for him. And notice what the Bible says. There must be grave. That means honest, not slanderous. I mean, ladies, all these things apply to you too. People are watching you just like they're watching him. Deacons are to be men of Christian maturity, as are their wives. They are to be right with God, their families, and their fellow men in every way so they can do their jobs. They got to be right with God. You can't be right with God and not be right with man. You can't be right with God and man and be wrong with your family. Amen? Be right with God. So, I charge you to make it your goal to be all you can be for Jesus. Show your love for him by striving to be more and more like him. Make it your goal to grow spiritually and to lead this church in a way that Jesus will be proud. Amen. Don't try to worry about pleasing the preacher. Don't try to worry about pleasing everybody else in the building. You worry about pleasing Jesus, and that'll take care of the rest of it. Amen. Let's look at the qualifications. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 6, and in those days when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called a multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. It's amazing that they wanted to get men that was honest. They wanted to get men that was full of the Holy Ghost. They wanted to get men that was full of wisdom just to wait tables. The apostles had enough knowledge about them to know, Brother Robert, that that was not going to be all that a deacon was called to do. Amen. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose out Stephen, a man of faith, full of the Holy Ghost, Philip, Parakonus, Nicor, Timon, Phineas, Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid hands on them, and the word of God increased. Now listen right here. When they had deacons that were doing what they were supposed to do, the word of God increased. And the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. When the preacher and the deacons are lined up and doing what they're supposed to do, the church will grow. That's according to the Word of God. Now, Brother Clint, you and Sister Megan, stand up, please. Following the president set by the first church and was sanctified or sanctioned by the apostles and their congregation in the first church, we're going to now formally install our brethren to the office of a deacon of Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. Brother Chuck, if you would stand too, you and Sister Dusty. For as much as you have been elected to the office of deacon and declared your willingness to serve, I want you to answer these following questions for me. Do you accept the office of deacon for Liberty Free Will Baptist Church? Do you promise to faithfully perform the duties of this office to the best of your ability? Do you promise to help further the interest of Jesus Christ and this church to the best of your ability? Now to the church. Do you, as members of Liberty Free Will Baptist Church, receive Brother Clint, Brother Chucky, as your deacons? Do you promise to encourage them, support them? If you do, I want you to signify by standing to your feet. I'm asked Clint and Megan and Chucky and Dusty if they would come up. I'm ask all of our deacons, ordained deacons, serving deacons or not. Brother Ralph, come on.